Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama. Smooth drama.
Hey everyone out there, this is Butter Pecan and
this is Dick Hugger.
And you're live on Smooth Drama.
Smooth Drama.
Smooth.
So who's smooth? And who's drama?
Well, the way you're looking right now, I don't know about the whole smooth thing.
I'm looking good.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I'm real smooth.
You want to take a brush to your head.
Hey, you know, I was almost not here today.
Was almost gone. Here
yeah.
We go.
El Cajon's finest trying to get me.
Pull you over?
Try to pull me over.
What for? Speeding?
Nope.
What?
Man, I'm going 25 miles an hour.
In a what zone?
In the 35 mile an hour. Now you ain't going
fast. You look a bit trifling.
Yeah, I know.
Were you wearing that kind of hair?
Look, my hair
looks. Okay.
I had to pay my black tax.
Let's not even talk about taxes.
This Black History Month, right, got pulled over.
And so what happened?
I didn't get one car, I got two cars.
You must have looked
dangerous. Homie had a hand on the host.
Really?
And all that. Yeah, and I'm like, you know, I'm not moving. I got my hands on the steering wheel. Like, hey, look.
Why did they pull you over?
He started talking about license registration. I'm like, here you go, officer. I got my proof of insurance.
Officer?
Yes, right. I was real... real nice to the officers of the goddamn law.
Oh, and? So did they tell you why they pulled you over?
Yeah, they said that they wanted to check my license registration.
What part of El Cajon was this?
Man, just in El Cajon.
Now, you know why they pulled you over, right?
Anyway, look, that was my yearly pullover. And I get one a year. Well,
okay.
I'm cool with that.
All right. Well, we're glad that you're here.
Yeah, I'm glad that I'm here too.
You made it. Shut up.
Yeah. All right. Don't wait. Stop looking at my hair. Anyway.
I want to run my fingers through the little loops.
Hate all you want, but I'm looking at you.
Shit.
Well, start off.
Well, no.
Jury duty. You know, people don't like jury duty. You know, I like it actually, but after what I heard about the other day, I don't know.
When
I got to pause. You know, there's a dude, a robbery suspect. He earned himself a mistrial by smearing some doo doo on his attorney's face and then he started throwing it at the jurors. I'm like, I don't know about that one. You know, you can imagine, you just in there, it's jury duty, it's early in the morning, and then all of a sudden, homie break out the doo-doo. I mean, because I guess what he did was...
Where'd he hide it?
He had it in his pocket. You know, you can get through the metal detector with doo-doo unless you've been taking iron. So...
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think, homie, you're taking
I'm
iron.
I'm smart.
Right. I guess he had it, like, in his pocket or whatnot. Yeah, doo-doo in the pocket. And he asked the judge once again, hey, I don't want this lawyer. Judge is like, nah, that's your lawyer. So he's like, all right. Smashed in homie's face.
Started throwing.
And he must have had a lot of doo-doo in his pocket because he started throwing it at the juror. So...
You
must have
really had to take a shit.
I'm saying, you know, you gotta have a lot of duty in your pocket to have some.
So what happened?
So you got a mistrial.
How did he get a mistrial for throwing shit at people?
He got a mistrial. He didn't want the lawyer. That was what he was doing in the first place.
Okay. Well, what was he behind? Oh, he was a robber.
Yeah, he, you know. I don't think nobody gets
Where is this at?
Actually,
oh Lord!
I don't think nobody would have gave him that enough. So, you know, next time I do jury duty,
what
I'm
court was
no.
that?
I don't know. And whatever it is, I'm turning down my jury duty. I'm done because I can't be diving trying to get out the way like the matrix.
You couldn't move fast enough before he got in your hair.
You crazy? I get out the way. Then I'm not getting hit.
Okay.
By
well,
the
Matt. Okay. What next?
All right, well, next is, I want to talk about crazy folks.
In Florida?
No, it's actually not in Florida. This is a person had over 318 cats and dogs removed from their house. You know, infected. He had like 70 dead dogs.
Sure.
You know.
We have to talk about that.
Yeah, they had to remove like
That's
over
why,
318.
That's why, because it's cruelty to animals, isn't it? That's...
Come on. Why do you have 300 and something animals in your house? I'm not going to say what I'm thinking. And I'm sure a lot of people know what I'm thinking. Because
they like animals.
318 or so? That's a lot of animals, man.
Yeah?
That's too many animals.
Why is that too many?
Okay, so... You're one person with 300 some animals.
Maybe there are more people living in the house than just one.
They said that the police had to go through 100 bags of feces, and they had to make sure there were no human body parts on the property. And they said the condition of the mobile home, you know.
Wait. There were 318 cats and dogs
yes.
in a mobile home.
In a mobile home.
So why do you think he has so many?
Because he's crazy. Look, you know, I get two or three. You know, you need some companionship. But after two or three, that's a bit too much.
Even before you started this, the story you said, I'm going to talk about some crazy folks.
Right, that's crazy. 300 animals. You got 300 animals.
Okay, how did they find out about the 300 animals?
I'm sure there was probably some smells and wild animals all over the place, you know.
What was this at?
This is, it's right here in,
Well, don't tell me it's
in Temecula. You know, it's like crazy close to sight. I used to just think.
Starting to get close.
Yeah.
Sure, they're moving out of the city.
Hey, I'm saying. Well, yeah, Temecula's out the city. I ain't hating on people in Temecula.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, y'all out there. I ain't saying all y'all.
All them people out in Temecula,
but,
out that far.
Know, there's some crazy folks.
Yeah, some crazy folk out there.
You know, I thought it was just Florida and Texas.
318. Why?
318. Well, no, 200 were dead. Yeah, 200 were dead. I get, you know, that's the Bible of the fittest thing.
Well, we don't read about this in the San Diego paper. How did you find out about it?
You know, I've been reading.
You like to look up crazy
I
folks.
I look up crazy stuff.
You look up crazy folks. In the yellow page, crazy folks. Florida, Tenerife.
Not actually, now this, I don't know if this has something to do with crazy, but, you know, they're talking about facts. Is contagious, like the common cold.
You walk by fat and you catch it?
Hey, they was like doing a study, you know, and they're saying that, you know, what you're eating is the result of a virus. And, you know, is there a cure, like you can get a hypodemic shot and, you know, you'd be cured of your fatness.
You want to go?
Yeah.
Are you agreeing with me?
No.
It's crazy.
No, I ain't saying nothing. You know? I'm just saying me talking about...
Wow, I know a whole lot of people that can't
get that shot. Yeah, I just thought, hey, you got fat issues, it's crack. Crack will take the fat away just like that. I ain't advocating... I'm not saying that you should take crack, but if you're extreme and you're like at 1,000, 700, 800, whatever, like homie in Mexico, they got married and they had to like bring him on the big truck thing, whatever. Yeah, dude got, homie in Mexico guy, he's kind of big.
We need a camera on you right
now.
Yeah,
we don't need no camera on me. I'm just
so you're saying that he should be on crack?
No, I'm not saying he should be on crack. I'm saying that if
he should get the shot,
maybe he should just a little crack, just a little. And then after you get to like 250, whatever,
over 700 pounds, it's a 250.
Hey, you
roll
on
crack.
Hey, you see crackheads? They bam. It don't take long. Crack will just take all your appetite away. You just want crack. And, I mean, dude got a lot of appetite to take away. I'm going to talk about Chicago. As a 14-year-old boy that showed up to work in Chicago as a police officer.
Wait, they can work at 14?
No. The cops didn't know, and this is how stupid they are in Chicago. The cops didn't know that there was a 14-year-old who was pretending like he was a cop, and he was working. He got a police car and everything.
Did they issue him a gun?
No, he was caught. He had a uniform. He was playing it off. I'm like, either this is a big ass 14-year-old, or everybody.
Did he arrest anybody?
Be fired. They said, you know, they caught him in the shopping mall.
Doing what?
I guess he just walking around flossing, like, yeah.
Flossing?
Flossing.
For those white people out there, what's flossing mean? Because you know I'm a white girl. And I don't know. I know what flossing means only because.
Yeah, you the doctor's like. Flossing just means that you just walk around showing everybody I got a uniform, looking good. So I guess.
Wait, that's what flossing means?
Yeah, you want people to see you shining. I'm out here. Look at me.
And you should be wearing your grill.
Hey, I should be wearing my grill.
Okay, so he was flossing at the shopping center.
At the mall, and they caught him out there. And they said the boy came dressed in the regulation uniform, and he worked 5 hours of a shift at the Grand Crossing District Police Station. And I'm gonna
5 hours.
5 hours. So it took them over 5 hours to realize that a 14-year-old was.
How did they realize this? When did they realize this? What gave them away?
I don't know. You know, they said that what happened was the boy had been part of the Police Explorer program where they shot an officer. So he was able to follow the procedures without being noticed. And they said the department's internal affairs division.
Anybody from Chicago want to comment on this, you can call in at 646-929-2037. We want to hear from you about this one. If you're from Chicago, we want to hear some comments about this one because it's hard to believe that they did not know that a 14-year-old was posing as a policeman.
Well, I'm saying y'all might want to move.
If you're in Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, because if the cops don't know that a 14-year-old is pretending to be a police officer, anything can happen. Y'all in trouble. You're in danger.
Uh-huh.
And hey, I'm going to talk about homies now.
Homies.
Yeah, this dude, he shot himself. You know, dude shot himself over the weekend in Denton.
Where's Denton?
I believe Denton is in Texas. And they, you know, this is crazy. Texas. I'm always talking about Texas. Instead of helping their homie that got hurt, they went to the movies. Yeah, see what happened.
Did they take him to the movies?
No. They didn't take. No. It's like he shot himself. and the friend saw he shot himself. And the witnesses to the shooting told the police, hey, we was upset, so we went to a movie to calm down.
What movie?
I don't know. It must have been a good ass movie. Man. I got to see this movie. You know, it was like, homie shot himself. Oh, man, he shot himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, man, you upset? Yeah, I'm upset.
Go watch Revolutionary.
Yeah. What is that Clint Eastwood movie? Tariana, Tarina, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's from Red Vine, Minnesota.
I need something.
Extra butter in a box.
Yeah. They also told the officers that he took the bullets out of the gun, set them on the coffee table, then placed the gun to his head before pulling the trigger. And then the man then loaded the gun and fired, shooting himself in the head. Two other people who had been asleep in another room at the time came to his aid after his other friends left.
These aren't friends.
Yeah. Hey.
What's the definition of a homie?
It's definitely not that.
Yeah, we know what the definition of a homie is.
Homies like that, you don't need enemies. For sure.
No.
Yeah.
Not at all. Well, we're going to take a little break and put, this is a 10-second break for anyone that wants to call in to...
Call in 646-929-2037. Once again, that's 646-929-2037.
Together you guys, smooth, from the
testicles. What you know about?
And we're back with Jig Hunger and Sam Butter Pecan. I've been some technical difficulties, but at least the microphone is plugged in.
Hey, how many people knew that blowfish had testicles? Raise your hand. Blowfish.
I know, but aren't those where?
They're pointy.
You know what? That reminds me of something I saw today. It was on Mad TV. It was I think it was called Balls Out Jeans.
Oh, no. I'm not wearing those.
Speaking of testicles.
Yeah, speaking of testicles.
Nah. I'll have to show you sometime.
That is quite all right. I won't be trying those on anytime soon. But, blowfish testicles, I guess. In like your
family. Can you have a picture of
places.
It?
They have testicles and it's a poisonous fish.
Yeah.
But the blowfish testicles, I guess, is a delicacy.
Is it like a sushi thing?
I don't know. Because that's the reason why I don't eat sushi now.
Why?
Because first, I need mine burnt. Halfway burnt. You know, if it ain't cooked.
You eat fish, don't you?
Yeah, but it's been sizzled quite a bit.
Well, we're going to go off the beaten path here. How is that any different from saying someone that doesn't eat raw fish but has no problem going down on a woman?
So are you saying going down on a woman is like eating raw fish?
Well, I don't know. I'm still puzzled at that.
It's not. Come on. I can't even. This is, we talking about eating fish.
Right.
Look, you equating eating a blowfish, a poisonous blowfish, to going down on a woman. I mean, I'm sure that's a woman. That's like, hell no.
Well, how is it different than eating something raw?
Because
I mean,
when,
a woman is cooked.
When I go into a store or a restaurant, it ain't there. There is no bunch of naked women's parts sitting on the shelf. It's not there. It's sushi in a roll. There's no booty in a roll.
Well, you can put a booty in a roll.
Anyway.
Do you need to answer that?
No. Nah, blowfish testicles.
Oh.
Blowfish testicles. It's a delicacy.
Wait, we have a caller. Let's take
yeah,
the call.
We'll take the call.
I have no idea how to take the call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to
Here we go. I don't know how to do it.
Are we on the air?
Caller? Hello.
Caller going
once. I have no idea. Oh, they hung up.
Sorry, caller.
I probably hung up on them.
Yeah, my co-host is technically challenged.
Well,
in all phases of the game.
So would you like to do the control?
No,
oh, here they're calling back.
I'm talking about blowfish. You talking about sushi? I ain't talking about sushi. I'm talking about blowfish. Too.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
That's a sign you guys are off the hook. I just have to say, my stuff is not like poisonous fish.
Thank you. Defend yourself. Thank you.
But I'm not saying that, you know, women's stuff are like poisonous fish. I'm just wondering how a man can say that they don't eat sushi, but, well.
But you intimating it. You saying, I'm saying poisonous testicles, and you saying, well, hi.
I'm talking about sushi. I'm not just talking about this blowfish.
Okay. I don't eat sushi. Talk to somebody who eats sushi. And I'm not ever going to be cooking a woman. So,
well,
no. Don't, no.
Oh, I'm not going to go there, but
no,
okay.
Don't you do it.
Thank
yes,
you for calling
so,
in.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh,
yeah, see,
that's too
somebody
funny.
Defending their stuff. You won't take it back.
I must have been one of your friends.
Yes. Anyway, you... Look, blowfish testicles. I guess you have to have a license to cook poisonous balls. So, you know,
where do you get this license from?
I don't know, but
well, we need to, you know, but make it. Where'd the pen go?
Well, see,
where's the
it's
pen?
It's the
make
only,
a note.
I gotta say this for people who ever go to Japan. You know to avoid this restaurant at all costs. It's the owner of the restaurant in Soraka City had no license to serve blowfish, and he was being questioned on suspicion of professional negligence. The police official Yoshito.
Wait. In Japan, you have to have a license?
Yeah.
Or wherever in the world?
Hey, this is in Japan, you know, because I guess what happened is 7 men ordered sashimi and grilled blowfish testicles at the restaurant on that Monday night, and shortly after they developed limb paralysis and breathing trouble and started to lose consciousness. Typical signs of blowfish poisoning, and were rushed to a hospital for treatment.
Did they die?
One of them, the 68-year-old diner, remained hospitalized in critical condition with respiratory failure, and two others, age 55 and 69, were in serious condition.
Wow.
And,
this is all from blowfish.
Yeah, they say, I guess you have to have a fugu license. I don't know what fugu is, but you gotta have a fugu license.
How do you spell that?
F-U-G-U, like Fugu without the D. Fugu.
Okay, so enough about blowfish nuts.
Why are you hating on blowfish nuts?
I'm not hating on blowfish nuts, but I think we got the point.
Yeah, you do.
What about the turkey? That's a
jive turkey.
Jive turkey.
Yeah, I guess in rural Massachusetts, they got some vicious...
Massachusetts.
Okay, that place... UMass is at.
Okay.
There's a rural postal route in that state.
Yeah.
I'm not saying because I'm messing up. And I guess the service was suspended, you know, for a group of homes in Rockport, Mass, because a gang of turkeys.
That's what you said.
Yeah, okay, you said Mass. There's a gang of turkeys. You know, I guess turkey gangbang in Massachusetts. And, and they were led by two male ringleader turkeys, and they chased and tried to peck the mailman off his route for the past 5 months.
What was this mailman trying to do to these turkeys?
They said, some of the neighbors said their dogs had been attacked.
By these turkeys.
By turkeys. I didn't know turkeys would have that. Honestly. Even badass turkeys. The mailman's like, no, I can't even go there. And dogs
won't go. Who owned the turkeys?
No, it's like some, you know how
wild
in
turkeys?
Some countries they got wild dogs? This is a pack of wild turkeys. They just out there looking.
Where?
This is in Massachusetts. Anyway. You met any?
Yeah. What city?
It's in Rockport. So anybody plan on going on vacation to Rockport, you might want to.
Anybody in Rockport right now, call in if they've heard about these turkeys.
Yeah, you might want to get some mace or something. You have to spray mace or
on these turkeys, or you know, get your axe out and get ready for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I guess they like, hey, these are turkeys that. We don't die.
They're ruling the street.
Yeah.
Wow.
We don't
I want to know what Noah's Ark they came over on.
Hey, whatever one it is.
Okay.
I ain't down for it.
What else you got? Then?
I got some good stuff for, you know, my Mexican homies out there. I see y'all took it to the next level of the game. You borrowed from black folks. It's beautiful.
What
you know,
they borrow?
We culturally bonding and coming together. Mexican fans resort to witchcraft for a soccer victory. What they did, because Mexico hasn't beaten the United States in soccer in a long time, they went to the Radio Shack and they bought a voodoo doll likeness of a U.S. player. You know, the hope was, you know, the black magic that helped Mexico break a decade-long...
Did it help?
It hasn't happened yet. They play February the 11th, which is next week. So I guess and this is in Ohio. You know, I don't really care too much for Ohio, so I'm going to pay attention to this. Because it's Ohio, man. Bad stuff happened in Ohio, too.
Like what?
I mean, you know, the whole election stuff, you know, all the voting machines is bad. Ohio. It's just... Anyway, and they got the stuff. You know, the press office of Radio Shack came out of Fort Worth, Texas. So you see what I'm saying? Texas and Ohio working together.
There we go. Your conspiracy theories.
Nah, so February 11th, all my Mexican homies, y'all be looking out for it because I'm definitely going to talk about this because if Mexico beats the United States in soccer after the voodoo doll thing, hey, remember, I'm your homie. You don't have to get a voodoo doll to take me down or nothing. I'm for Viva Mexico, Viva Revolution, all that power to the people in Mexico. All that. I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, It's February 2nd. I ain't get a chance to holler on February the 1st, but I want to talk about little Black history. You know, we're going to do a Black History Month thing here. You know, I'm gonna holler about it. But I'm not going to go the traditional route because I hate the traditional. So I'm going to put a date out there. January 1st, 1804. This is the most important date to Black folks in this hemisphere. And if you don't know it, shame on you. Because I know y'all know January 15th. I know some of y'all know May 19th. You know, I know some of y'all do Juneteenth. But what I'm talking about is above all that. It's something that's only happened once in our whole lifetime in the world's history. What is it you might want to know, my little chickadee? Haiti was declared a free republic, the second independent nation in the Western Hemisphere. And the significance of that is, boys and girls, it was the only slave rebellion in world history. The only successful one. That's important stuff. You know, I'm about revolution. But revolution is about freeing your mind. Free your mind and your ass to follow.
Say again?
Free your mind and your ass will follow.
Hmm.
Now, I want to talk about one other thing. You know, everybody's euphoric. Barack Obama. You know, we got plates. We got mirrors. And we got Barack Obama pins, hats, T-shirts. Something else happened this week. And I haven't seen no plates. I ain't seen no celebrations in the streets. Ain't no parties, nothing.
What's that?
A Black man is in charge of the Republican Party, too. So this is the first time in history a Black man is in charge.
Oh.
Michael Steele. Michael Steele is in charge of the Republican National Committee. So you got Barack Obama in charge of the Democrats and Michael Steele in charge of the Republicans. That has never happened either. I don't know why nobody's talking about it. Now, I heard there was some allegations out there that some people called my man the Oreo cookie. He was at a little event a couple of years back, and folks was throwing, they was passing out Oreo cookies in the stands and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I've heard the brother speak, and quite frankly, I think that, hey, black man, either we going to have some record cooperation or we going to have black-on-black crime at the highest level of the game. Crips and blood,
mm-hmm.
and the Democrats and Republicans.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah.
What else you got
there? Oh, stupid people stuff.
What's
again.
What state?
Because California.
Mm-mm.
Now, you know, we did this same-sex marriage thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
the initiative, Proposition 8, whatnot. Do you know how much went into that?
How much?
$83 million.
Went into?
Say yes or say no.
You're kidding.
No, I ain't kidding. Private donors funding $83 million. You got to be out of your goddamn mind. Their kids ain't got school supplies. You know, they firing teachers left and right, you know, cutting down art programs. But y'all spending $83 million on yes or no. On some stuff that ain't even really all that important. Shane.
In California.
California.
And aren't we, is our budget?
Yeah, we're in the middle of a budget crisis.
Right.
Yeah, there's no talking about when I don't even want to file my state taxes because
you're
not going to get paid. Because they're talking about they ain't got the money. They got money to fund these stupid initiatives.
I'm
going to
come out because I know it all.
That's what happened too. I'm just saying that, hey.
That's sad.
$83 million.
All the taxpayers' money.
Look, if you would have gave me 41 and a half, I would have said yes or no. Just let me know which side is giving me the 41 and a half.
Right.
I would have hooked it up. Which one you want, yes or no?
Wow.
Whatever side, whoever gave me the most, that's my side.
Wow. I didn't realize that much money.
Yeah, that much money went into it. It is kind of crazy.
Hmm. Wow.
So, yeah. Last but not least here.
About 8 minutes.
Yeah. Maryland surgeons. They removed a donated kidney through the vagina at Johns Hopkins University. That's surgery.
Wow.
Yeah, the procedure is called the transvaginal kidney removal.
Is that the first one that's ever been done?
No, they said that they've done like over 300 of these types.
Where?
All over the United States, but mostly it's like gallbladder and appendix removal through the mouth. This is one of the first successful.
Successful.
Yeah, pulling
kidney removal.
Yeah, because what they have to do is they said they were inserting the bag so that when you're pulling it through, it doesn't get affected. So that when you give it to the other person, it's germ free, and whatnot. When you transplant it to whoever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm kind of torn. I don't know if I wanted to see that. Or
what do you want? What? Did you have pictures of it?
No, I don't have pictures. Come on, man. I'm not going to have no pictures of that.
No. Pictures of it. I mean, the way you made him sound, like you had seen it. And
no.
You saw pictures of it. And I was going to say, share, man. We'll post it up on the website.
We're talking about pulling out and it's not a baby out the vagina.
Would you want to see that come out of the vagina?
No, not really. It's not on my list.
You just don't want to see anything come out of the vagina.
Not a kidney, man.
You were just squeamish about those things.
That's nasty.
You just squeamish about anything like that.
Right.
Okay.
So
why did you sound as if you saw it.
I ain't gonna say it's beautiful, but the fact that you don't leave the woman, because normally with these type operations, leave you with this elaborate scar.
No, it's just leave a little incision.
Yeah. Well, on this one they says it's the size of a pea, the hole, and then they insert the bag and they.
It's like when I have my gallbladder in there. It's tiny, tiny little incision.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying that's.
But it would have been better if they took the gallbladder out of my vagina. That's funny. Well, just as I said that, I got a visual. Whoa. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know anybody else ever seen a gallbladder, but the thought of seeing a gallbladder coming out of the vagina is just not my thought.
That's sexy?
That's not sexy at all. That is not.
Well, yeah, after I said that and I got a visual of it, it wasn't sexy to me either.
Yeah, it's far from sexy.
Well, okay, but that can only be done on a woman because, a woman is the only one that has a vagina. But I'm thinking that how would they, maneuver that with a man?
Maneuver what?
Removing a kidney or gallbladder without?
I want the scar. Because the alternative is no.
But you'd be asleep.
I know that, but you still gonna wake up with that pain.
No, you don't know that.
Okay, but where are they gonna take it out of? Yeah, exactly. So if they're taking my kidney through...
And how many people out there are really screaming right now?
Hey, look, we got two holes, so it's coming out my mouth, which I'm going to need some mouthwash.
Three holes.
A lot of it. Anyway, it's not coming out my nose. So, damn. No.
Think about that. Hello.
That is not a pretty thought. And it just is not even a consideration.
It's like ketchup. When are you gonna catch on to what I just said?
I don't think about nothing, and I don't know there's too many guys out there that are thinking about oh. They gonna pull my kidney out my pee hole.
It's not a very large organ.
Okay. Well, I'm sure it's big enough. It's causing severe pain. You know, have to look up the side of the damn kidney like, hold on, no, this thing is coming out of me.
Well, it's smaller than passing the kidney stone.
I've never passed a kidney stone. I don't want to pass nothing. And the only, I'm down for passing gas and that's it. Stone? No. It's not, I don't want it to happen. Cross my fingers on it, that I'll never have to pass no stone, no rocks, no marbles, nothing. I want to be passed free. I don't want to have to go through none of that. I mean, because I see these people who have to actually take, Metamucil and whatnot, and I got to pass a stone, and you see them, and it's like somebody stabbing them in the mouth. No. They got the serious bitter beer face moment. Like, oh, I'll be back. I got to pass a stone. It's time to go when they say that. It's truly awful. No. We're going to move on. See, tomorrow, what I plan on talking about is, right now everybody knows about the financial crisis that we're in, and I'm going to blame the majority of it on this trickle-down economics as made famous by Ronald Reagan. Hey, my policies will cause trickle up. It's going to start from the bottom and get to the top.
All right. Well, we know what you're going to talk about tomorrow night. We'll be on tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. We've got 9 seconds left. So we want to hear from you. You can email us at
smoothdrama1@yahoo.com.
Or you can text the word
Smooth Drama
to 41411. Now, we do want to hear from you because, Mr. Dick Hugger.
I love hearing from people.
Yeah, well.
I love you all.
He has a bunch of conspiracy theories.
He has a conspiracy for everything, and I ain't wrong on none of them. I'm telling you, and I'm going to prove it.
Well,
call me and challenge me on it.
We'll be on the air tomorrow night at 9.
Yes.
Wednesday night at 9. And next week, we'll be on the air Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 9 p.m. So we want to hear from everyone.
Because we love y'all. We want to give you big fat hugs and kisses.
Big fat hugs and kisses. So until next time, thanks for listening to Smooth Drama with
Dick Hugger
and Vada Pecan. Until next time.
Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drummer.